Charles Dickens, at your service. I had always thought Christmas needed a good ghost story, so in 1843, I wrote one. Would you care to hear it? Just let me put on my spectacles. Ah, there. To begin. Marley was dead to begin with, dead as a doornail. Did Scrooge know he was dead? Well, of course he did. Scrooge and Marley were partners for...
I don't know how many years.
Scrooge was...
his sole friend.
And sole mourner at his funeral.
In the driving rain.
Scrooge never painted out old Marley's name. There it was, above the door.
Scrooge and Marley.
He answered to both names, for Ebenezer Scrooge was a squeezing, grasping, scraping, clutching old sinner.
Watch your words, Mr. Charles Dickens.
Well, what are you then?
A good businessman.
Ah. Well. Once upon a Christmas Eve, it was cold, bleak, biting weather. Old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house.
Shall I put another coal on the fire, Mr. Scrooge?
You shall not, Mr. Cratchit.
Good evening, Mr. Scrooge.
Nonsense.
Merry Christmas, Bob Cratchit. Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Bah, humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle? You don't mean that, I'm sure.
Merry Christmas? What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough, Frederick.
Oh, but you have the right, Uncle. You're rich enough.
Every idiot who goes around with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Merry Christmas! I am Constance Dumb, and this is Johanna D. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?
Mr. Marley!
Marley has been dead these 7 years.
But at this festive season of the year...
Festive!
We must make some provisions for the poor.
The poor! Mm-hmm.
Are there no prisons?
Well, yes.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear that. I was afraid something had occurred to stop them in their useful course.
But a few of us endeavored...
Endeavor!
...to buy the poor some meat and drink and means of warmth.
A few of us...
What sum may we put you down for?
Nothing.
Ah, you wish to remain anonymous.
I wish to be left alone.
But without aid, sir, a great many will surely...
Surely die.
Then they should surely do it and decrease the surplus population.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Imbeciles. And you, nephew, take your Christmas elsewhere.
Well, Uncle, though Christmas has never put a scrap of gold nor silver in my pocket, I believe it's done me good and will do me good. And I say, God bless it.
Hear, hear!
Let me hear another sound from you, Cratchit, and you'll celebrate Christmas by losing your job. On your way, nephew.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come. Dine with us tomorrow.
Good afternoon.
Ah, oh, keep my Christmas humour to the last. A Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug. I suppose you'll want all day tomorrow, Cratchit?
If quite convenient, sir.
It is not convenient to pay a day's wages for no work. Be here all the earlier next morning.
God bless you, sir.
Scrooge bought a dry roll for a penny.
Overpriced.
Went home to bed. He lighted his candle, put his nightgown over his clothes, slipped on his slippers, and, well satisfied, warmed by the cold and heartened by the silence, got into the bed.
What's that?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Who are you?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
But why does your spirit walk the earth? And why do you come in chains?
I wear the chains I forged in life. You shall have your own, Ebenezer.
Speak comfort to me, Jacob.
I have none to give. only the fortune of remorse.
But you were always a good man of business.
Business? Mankind was my business. Charity, mercy, benevolence were all my business. You may still escape my fate. Ebenezer, you will be haunted by three spirits.
I think I'd rather not.
Expect the first when the bell tolls one.
Couldn't I take them all at
the
once?
The second, the next hour. The third, the hour after. Look to see me no more.
Humbug. A slight disorder of the stomach. I say there's more of gravy than the grave about you, Jacob. The hour and nothing. Share Balderdash. Great galloping ghosts. Who are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past. Rise and walk with me.
But it's cold and damp, and I forgot my slippers.
You shall not touch the earth, but course through the air.
They passed through the wall and travelled until a market town and melancholy schoolhouse appeared below them.
Spirit, it is my schoolhouse. I was a boy here.
A solitary child, neglected and friendless, is there still.
It is I.
Ebenezer!
Fan!
It's my little sister, Fan.
Oh, Ebenezer, this Christmas you are to come home. Home for good and all. We're all to be together for Christmas. Father says you shall be apprenticed and never come back here.
She died a young woman and had, I think, one child.
My nephew, Fred.
Touch my hand, Ebenezer.
They flew above the city. It was evening. The ghost stopped at a certain warehouse door.
Do you know this place, Ebenezer Scrooge?
Know it? I was apprenticed here. Why, it's old Fezziwig.
Yo-ho, my boys and girls!
And there's Dick Wilkins, to be sure.
There shall be no more work at Fezziwig tonight. Christmas Eve needs dancing. Hi, diddy-ho, Mrs. Fezziwig. Hi, diddy-ho, my darlings.
And here, my darling husband, are our guests.
Wonderful and wonderful again. Christmas Eve, my duckies. Strike up the fiddle.
There you are, Ebenezer.
If you please, Miss Bell, to accept a small Christmas gift. It's not much, I fear. It's... Oh, do take it, Miss Bell.
Why, Ebenezer, thank you. But I haven't anything for you.
The sight of you, Miss Bell, is present enough.
It's a wooden letter opener. How clever. You must write me a letter then, so I may use it. Will you?
Yes. Well, indeed. I mean, I will.
Dance, you hangers-back. Celebrate the season.
Hi-ho, Mrs. Fezziwig.
Come, Ebenezer. My time grows short.
Scrooge saw himself older now, sitting on a bench with Bell. There was an eager, greedy restlessness in his eye.
I matter little to you now, Ebenezer. Another idol has displaced me, a golden one.
Dear Belle, would you have me worship poverty instead of wealth?
You fear poverty too much. Gain engrosses you.
But Belle, I am not changed toward you.
You are changed, Ebenezer. I release you from your boyish promise.
Have I ever sought release?
I am as I was, and you are not. It is gold you want, not me. I release you. May you be happy in the life you have chosen.
Spirit, show me no more. Remove me from this place.
You are home, Ebenezer Scrooge, and in your bed. Prepare! Prepare! I see your second visitor.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Now, as to what Scrooge might be thinking, I tell you that nothing between a baby and a rhinoceros would have astonished him very much.
Ebenezer Scrooge, I say!
Oh, dear.
Come closer and know me better, man. You have never seen the likes of me before.
Not hardly.
I am Christmas present, Ebenezer. I appear each year for one day only.
Whatever you have to teach me, let me profit by it.
Touch my robe.
Christmas,
a poor one. Look and learn.
Whatever has become of your precious father, then, and your brother, Tiny Tim, and Martha, who is never late? Where is she, Belinda?
Here's Martha, Mother.
Hurrah!
Hello, Pippa!
That's such a goose, Martha.
How late you are, dear.
I had so many bonnets to trim at the shop, Mother.
Father says I'm to have a situation, Martha. I'll soon bring home full 5 and 6 pence.
Pippa, that's a fortune!
And a great help it will be with Tim's medicine and such.
Father's coming!
Hide, Martha, hide!
Here I am with Tiny Tim upon my shoulder. A glorious Christmas to one and all. Why, where's our Martha?
Not coming, Bob.
Not coming on Christmas Day.
I can't hide a moment longer.
Martha, dearest.
And how has little Tim behaved?
Good as gold and better. He told me he hoped people saw him in church, that they might remember on Christmas Day who made lame beggars walk and the blind see.
Pippa, the goose.
I shall carve the fiercest goose in Camden Town.
I dare say you're the biggest goose in Camden Town.
Here we are. The goose among geese.
This way, sir, goose.
Give the grace, dear.
A Merry Christmas to us all, my loves, and God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Spirit, what a scrawny beast is that? Not a goose, surely. It looks like a swallow.
It took Bob Cratchit half a year to put away for such a luxury, Scrooge.
Luxury? It could hardly feed an alley cat.
Scrawny it might be, but eked out by applesauce and mashed potatoes, it might pass for a Christmas feast.
And now,
the pudding! Now bring us the figgy pudding, now bring us the figgy pudding, now bring us the figgy pudding, now bring some right now!
It's beautiful, Mother.
And now, a toast. I give you the founder of the feast, Mr. Scrooge.
The founder of the feast, indeed. I should like to give him a piece of my mind to feast on.
Now, Mother.
He is an odious, stingy, hard, unfeeling man.
My dear, Christmas Day!
I'll drink his health for your sake and the day, not for his.
Long life to him!
Spirit, tell me if Tiny Tim will live.
I see a vacant seat and a crutch without an owner.
No, no. Say he will be spared.
If he be like to die, he should do it and, as you say, Ebenezer, decrease the surplus population. It may be, Master Scrooge, that in the spirit of heaven, you're more worthless and less fit to live than millions like this poor child.
But come, Spirit, I...
Must I command you?
It was a great surprise to Scrooge to suddenly find himself in a warm, dry room, pungent with the smell of punch.
Why, great heaven, it's my nephew Fred's house, the fool.
And then Uncle Scrooge said Christmas was an humbug.
Not really, my darling. Well, as a friend of Fred's, I call him a comical old fellow and nothing worse.
So he is, and not as pleasant as he might be. He is, however, his own punishment, and I say nothing against him.
Well, where I work, Mr. Fred, they say he has piles of gold in his mattress.
Well, he can't eat gold, the fool. I've no patience with him.
And I say, as it's a party, I say we cast aside the subject and let's play a game.
Blind man's buff, I say.
Excellent.
We always play blind man's bluff. I say we play yes and no.
Second to that, Fred.
Oh, welly well then.
May we stay, spirit?
As you wish.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Oh, animal, you may count on that.
Life animal?
Well, if you look close enough.
Is England its habitat?
Unfortunately, yes.
A wild animal? A disagreeable animal?
Mrs. Fred?
A savage beast?
Ooh, all of the above, I think.
I know. Uncle Scrooge knows.
And I tell you, it doesn't live in a menagerie.
A rat fills all conditions.
Could it be bought at a market?
No.
Rat!
Is it a rat?
Not a rat, horse, cow, ass, tiger, pig, nor dog.
Dear me, a human animal!
Well, of a kind, very nearly.
I've got it!
One guess, then.
It's your Uncle Scrooge.
By heaven, you've struck it.
Thought you might have said yes to the rat.
Oh, he has given us plenty of merriment, and it would be ungrateful not to drink to his health. I say, Uncle Scrooge.
Uncle Scrooge!
A Merry Christmas to the old man, wherever he is.
Wait, spirit, stop them. They're fading away. I would pledge a toast to them in return.
Day is breaking. We must go.
You falter. Are spirits' lives so short?
My life upon this globe ends with this very hour. Look, Scrooge. See you those children huddled on the street?
Are they yours?
They are man's. The boy is ignorance. The girl is want. Beware them both, but most of all, the boy, for he will doom us all.
They are skin and bone, spirit. Have they no refuge?
Are
no
there
resource?
No prisons? Are there no workhouses?
Come back, spirit. Who are you all dressed in black and hooded with a mask and staff? Are you the ghost of Christmas yet to come?
I am.
Ghost of the future, I fear you more than any specter I have yet seen. But I know your purpose is to do me good.
Look, there.
Well, business is business. I only know he's dead.
When did he die?
Last night, I believe. Probably in the middle of the sum or contract.
What has he done with his money?
Taken it to his grave, perhaps.
Hasn't left it to me, is all I know.
It would be a very cheap funeral, for I don't know anyone who'd go to it.
Business will proceed as usual. It always does.
Look behind you. See the woman slap the bundle on the table?
Whose be those leavings?
A miser's, all I know. Open the bundle, Joe. Tell this old woman what coins you'll give for it.
Old cloth, is it?
His bed curtains.
Ripped them down, did you? With the corpse just lying there?
So I did. And there's his blanket.
Took right off the body, was they?
We ain't likely to catch a cold without them.
3 shillings. But mind, it's overpayment.
Done and done. He frightened everyone away from him when he was alive to profit us when he's dead.
Is there no person in the town who feels emotion caused by this man's death?
None. Not so much as a cat or dog. Look there, visitors at Tiny Tim's grave.
Well, there's naught to be said but his goodness.
Died as he lived, Mr. Cratchit.
I received the most extraordinary kindness of Mr. Scrooge's nephew, Fred, who I have scarcely seen but once.
What kindness, Father?
He implored he might bear the cost of engraving the stone. I am heartily sorry for your good wife, he said, giving me his card. That's where I live, says he. Pray come to me if I can be of service in any way.
He must be a good soul.
You may be sure of it. He said he would have worked for me and could assist our Pippa to a better situation.
How wonderful, Father.
And all is owed to Tim. In this our first parting, spirit of Tiny Tim, your child's essence was from God.
We must go, Mr. Cratchit. before it's nightfall and they'll close the gates.
The ghost of Christmas yet to come conveyed him as before until they reached a churchyard. Here, then, the wretched man, whose name he had now to learn, lay underneath the ground. The spirit stood among the graves and pointed down to one.
Read, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Before I draw nearer to that stone to which you point, are these the shadows of things that will be, or are they the shadows of things that may be only? If men's course be departed from, the end will change. Say it is so with what you show me.
Look down.
Am I that man whose bed curtains were sold with him upon the bed?
Read.
Ebenezer Scrooge. No, spirit, no. I am not the man I was. I will not be the man whose name is written on this stone. Why show me this if I am past all help? Spirit, assure me that I yet may change these shadows you have shown me by an altered life. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. Oh, tell me I may sponge away the writing on this stone.
The spirit raised his spectral hand, and with its mighty sweep, Scrooge was lost to a powerful sensation that moved him like a wave from the darkening sea. Then the darkness drained his strength and dwindled down into a bedpost.
Wait. Where am I? The floor is my own. The bed is my own. The room is my own.
Best and happiest of all, the time before him was his own.
That I, Ebenezer Scrooge, may make amends. Oh, Jacob Marley, heaven and Christmas time be thanked for this. I say it on my knees, Jacob. I don't know what day of the month it is. I don't know how long I have been among the spirits. I don't know anything. I'm as light as a feather. Merry as a schoolboy and giddy as a drunken man. Golden sunlight, heavenly sky, sweet fresh air. Oh, glorious, glorious. Who's that in the street? Boy, boy.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, my fine fellow. What's today?
Today, sir? Why, it's Christmas Day.
I haven't missed it. Boy.
Yes, sir.
Do you know the poulterer is in the next street over at the corner?
Pass it every day, sir.
An intelligent boy, a remarkable boy. Do you know whether they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging there?
What? The one as big as me?
What a delightful boy. Yes, the one as big as you.
It was there this morning.
Go and buy it.
Buy it?
Here's my purse. Come back in an hour and you shall have a shilling. Come back in 5 minutes and I'll give you half a crown.
Gosh.
Wonderful boy. I'll send it to Bob Cratchit. He shan't know who sends it. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim.
When the turkey arrived, Scrooge called a cab to carry it to the Cratchits in Camden Town. And then he amazed the street.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Ah, my dear friends, Dom and Dee. I gave you no money yesterday, but that will all be remedied.
Mr. Scrooge!
Let me whisper in your ears.
Are you quite serious?
A great many back payments are included in it, I assure you.
Huh. I am quite flumbustuated. What munificence!
Come tomorrow and join me for lunch.
We will.
Yes, we will. Oh, absolutely the most remarkable...
Unexpected sheer delight.
Good afternoon.
I know. I'll take a walk for pleasure. I've never walked for pleasure.
He had never dreamed that any walk, that anything could give him so much happiness.
Lovely hat. Charming parasol. A delightful child. Splendid dog.
In the afternoon, he turned his steps to his nephew's house.
Good day.
Fred, my boy.
Why, bless my soul.
It is I, your Uncle Scrooge.
My darling, come and see. It's Uncle Scrooge.
Why, how very wonderful.
Would you please forgive a foolish old man?
What a darling. Welcome, Uncle.
I've come to dinner. Will you let me in?
Let you in? More likely we won't let you out. Come, come in out of the cold this instant. Scrooge felt at home in 5 minutes. Wonderful party, wonderful games, wonderful happiness. You may quite believe he was early to the office the next morning. Oh, if only he could be there first and catch Bob Cratchit coming late. That was the thing he had set his heart on.
Most excellent.
No Bob at 9 o'clock. A quarter past, no Bob.
A full 18 and a half minutes behind his time? Oh, there he is, coming up the street. Hello? What do you mean by coming so extraordinarily late?
Very sorry, sir, to be behind on my time.
Sorry, are you? I should think you would be.
It's only once a year, sir. It shall not be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir.
Merry indeed. I tell you what, Bob Cratchit, I am not going to stand this sort of thing any longer. And therefore, I'm about to raise your salary.
Raise my salary?
A Merry Christmas, Bob. A merrier Christmas than I have given you for many a year. We'll discuss your affairs this afternoon over our Christmas toddy. Now, put some more coal on the fire until we may work in our shirt sleeves. Do it before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit.
Scrooge was better than his word, for he did it all.
And infinitely more.
He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew. He had
no further intercourse with spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us.
God bless us, everyone.
Say I and all of us.
Merry Christmas! We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Dramatised for radio by John Jory and Marcia Dixie Jory. This was a Cayman Drama Society audio production. The cast were Agatha Kalicki, Alison Liebichnig, Caroline Neil Allinger, Carrie Quinter, Fiona Pimentel, Gabriel Bodden, Jessica McKenzie, Jim Wheeler, Laura Bernardis, Mikhail Campbell, and Rachel Osborne. Studio production was by Norma McField at Radio Cayman. Sound editing was by Mikhail Campbell. Directed by Gavin McDougall.